Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Well, maybe you can relate to this. A drawer full of old t-shirts, maybe from concerts or sporting or corporate events, and you just can't bring yourself to toss them out. Well, two local entrepreneurs are capitalizing on that reluctance. They've come up with a way of preserving the past by turning old t-shirts into something new. WBUR's Simone Rios explains.
For Neil Venancio of Precision Sportswear, the North American Free Trade Agreement was a disaster. The cut-and-sew shop in Fall River employed 60 workers when he bought it in 1993. But as his clients sought cheaper services abroad, the number dropped to 20. In 2012, Precision began doing business with a company called Project Repat. Now Venancio says his company is back to its pre-NAFTA employment level.
We've been able to expand, hire more employees, and create steady jobs for my employees.
Project Repat's model is simple. Collect old t-shirts and turn them into quilts. They get the tees from customers, cut them into squares, sew them together with fleece backing, and ship them back. What results is a highly personal quilt, a collage of shirts. Aileen Weiss of Providence, Rhode Island, ordered one for her daughter who was headed for college, made of concert tees from bands like Santana and the Allman Brothers.
She didn't want to part with any of them, so this was a way of still, you know, remembering all the memories she had.
Turning beloved old shirts into quilts is the brainchild of two Massachusetts business school dropouts. Co-owner Ross Lohr describes the genesis.
I was in Kenya, and I saw a Kenyan guy wearing a t-shirt that said, "I danced my ass off at Josh's bar mitzvah." So when you're over in a place like Kenya, a lot of times you see our castaway t-shirts that end up over there. I was really interested in this, sort of the t-shirt story of the world.
Lohr met co-owner Nathan Rothstein at Brandeis University. They both left grad school to pursue separate ventures. Then, after experimenting with different ways of repurposing old t-shirts, they landed on the shirts to quilts idea. And last year, they say they shipped 30,000 of the quilts, which range from $75 to nearly $300. Rothstein says the company aims to create textile jobs in a region where apparel was once king.
You know, in Massachusetts, people talk a lot about advanced manufacturing being the future of manufacturing, but as you can see, there's still a lot of people doing cut and sew, and so we don't want this to be an overlooked part of the economy.
Project Repat says it supports about 30 jobs at Precision Sportswear and another 20 at a shop in North Carolina. It's not going to take the place of the textile giants that once employed thousands in Fall River, where unemployment is now nearly twice as high as it is across the state. But some business leaders say niche manufacturing is slowly and quietly replacing jobs lost overseas.
This whole region has companies like Project Repat that are taking place that are creating jobs, and it's all based on, you know, somebody's idea.
That's Rob Mellion, Fall River Area Chamber of Commerce president.
It's all based on the American entrepreneurial spirit, where somebody takes on a problem, solves the problem, and builds a company around solving the problem.
Back at the mill in Fall River, Bruno Andrade spends his days cutting t-shirts.
Yesterday we had one guy that had two king-size blankets. That's 64 shirts per blanket. Who has 130 shirts to give away? But some are random. We get a lot of running shirts, cancer shirts, stuff like that. You know, a lot of college kids with their sorority t-shirts.
The New Bedford resident says the company has allowed him to pay the bills for 2 years.
They pay pretty decent for the work we're doing. Sometimes we do work overtime, depends on how busy it is. But right now I'm getting paid $10.25.
$10.25 is just over the state's $9 minimum wage. Pretty decent, Andrade says. Chamber President Rob Mellion says niche companies can bring Fall River's unemployment down. But he says it's going to take a lot of small shops to make up for the titans of the past. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.